Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're partway through a fascinating look at new albums by American drummer Will Calhoun, British keyboard player Bill Lawrence and vocal group Slowly Moving Camera this morning. This hour, we've also got a fantastic Thelonious Monk original and much, much more. Let's start with Will Calhoun and his new album on Motemo Music, Celebrating Elvin Jones. The Village Voice described the album as reverential but effervescent, and it features Christian McBride bass, Carlos McKinney piano, Cain Herald trumpet, Anton Roney sax, and this tune is called Harmony.
Thank you.
an emphatic end there to Will Calhoun's version of Harmonique from the album Celebrating Elvin Jones, just released on Motema Music. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and today on the programme we're featuring also a new album by British band Slowly Rolling Camera. In May 2014, Slowly Rolling Camera released their first album, actually in Germany, to overwhelming critical acclaim from specialist and national press. Praised for their heavy grooves, unleashed hooks and emotional contrast, they've since proved a phenomenon, wowing audiences from England to Hamburg and at high-profile festivals, including EMEA Jazz Festival, Lotus, the London Jazz Festival and Reeper Balm Festival. The album's called All Things. It's released on Edition Records. It features Diane Bennett as composer and keyboard, Dave Stapleton keyboard, Elliot Bennett drummer, Derry Roberts producer and sound designer, amongst a host of guest musicians in addition. This tune is called High Praise.
Yeah!
The atmospheric ending there to the tune High Praise from Slowly Rolling Camera's new album All Things, released on Edition Records. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Still to come on the programme, more from Will Calhoun's new album Celebrating Alvin Jones, another tune from Bill Lawrence's new release Live at the Union Chapel, and also revisiting a lovely tune from Sorothy Korwa's album released earlier this year, Day to Day. Let's switch styles now, all the way back to one of pianist Thelonious Monk's earliest compositions. It's called Epistrophe, and it was co-written with the drummer Kenny Clarke and went by various names, including simply The Theme, since it was used by Minton's house band in New York to open and close a set. It was first recorded by this band on June 7, 1941, and it has been called the first classic modern jazz composition. Let's have a listen to the tune then. This is Thelonious Monk playing Epistrophe. Thank you. That was Thelonious Monk and Epistrophe. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today, amongst a number of new releases, we're featuring Celebrating Elvin Jones, an album on Motema Music by the drummer Will Calhoun. He's a widely acclaimed musician from the Bronx, New York, and he graduated from Berklee School of Music in Boston. He's also the recipient of the prestigious Buddy Rich Jazz Masters Award for the Outstanding Performance by a Drummer. And he's perhaps best known for his work with funk metal band Living Colour. He's also recorded and toured with diverse artists including B.B. King, Mick Jagger, Jaco Pastorius, Harry Belafonte, Pharoah Sanders, Jack DeJohnette, Lou Reed, the Rolling Stones guitarist Ron Wood, Wayne Shorter and Lauryn Hill, amongst many others. The album celebrates the music of American drummer Elvin Jones, who was a jazz drummer of the post-bop era, perfected his skills from a tender age and later worked with the likes of Teddy Charles, Charles Mingus, Bud Powell and Miles Davis. This tune is called Mahjong. Thank you. That's the tune Mahjong from Will Calhoun and his album on Montana Music, celebrating Alvin Jones, and you heard Will Calhoun drums, Christian McBride bass, Carlos McKinney piano, Kayan Herald trumpet, and Anton Rooney sax. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Last hour on the programme, we heard a tune from Sarathi Korwar, who spent time with the migrant city people of southern India, specifically the city troop of Ranthambore in Gujarat, and released an album called Day to Day earlier this year. Korwar trained as a classical tabla player, and he focuses on adapting Indian styles and material to non-Indian percussion instruments. And this tune from the album I particularly like, we didn't get a chance to play before, it's called Bishmala.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic tune. That's Bismillah from Sarathi Korwa's album Day to Day, released earlier this year. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment today, but we've got time to squeeze in just another tune from Slowly Rolling Camera, whose album All Things we've been featuring today on the programme. Their album is an emotional soundscape and ranges through the gamut of human experiences and emotions, and this tune is called The Unsettling Sun. The Unsettling Sun from Slowly Rolling Camera's new album, All Things. Well, that's almost it from In The Moment today. Thank you for your company. I hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I have. Let's finish with a tune from Bill Lawrence's new album, Live at the Union Chapel. It's on Ground Up Records. It was recorded in late May 2015 in front of a live audience at the Union Chapel in London, and one reviewer said the slow pull that pianist Bill Lawrence exerted on his audience was an absorbing testament to his imagination and craftsmanship, further confirming how deftly Bill Lawrence combines improv and extensively composed music. We're to hear Michael Lee bass, Robert Sputzierite drums, Felix Higginbottom percussion, the string section and French horn from the Heritage Orchestra, Bill Lawrence on keyboards, and a tune called The Real One.
Robert Seawright on the drums.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.